Volunteers around the state are once again monitoring Alaska waters for European green crab. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the invasive species has established itself on the east and west coasts and is steadily making its way north.
For the past year and a half, UAF Associate Fisheries Professor Gary Freitag has been loading up a friend's floatplane with monitoring equipment and small crab pots and flying to the southernmost tip of southeast Alaska in search of the crab species. Nicknamed the Roaches of the Sea, Freitag says European green crab feast on clams, shrimp, oysters, mussels, and scallops, as well as other species of small crab.
It's a voracious predator of shellfish, other crabs of the same size. They won't outcompete a dungeness, but a dungeness has to go through the size range. So they will compete with the dungeness and kill dungeness at the time that they're growing through that size.
Despite its name, Freitag says a European green crab can be red, brown, or green. He says a crab looks like a small dungeness. Freitag says a crab first appeared on the East Coast in the late 1800s after scientists believe they hitched a ride on visiting European ships.
Well, a lot of ships, they'll come to America empty in order to get supplies and whatever resources we have here. And in order to do that, a lot of times over in Europe, they'll fill their bilges with bilge water. They come across the U.S. Now they want to empty all that bilge water out because they want to fill it with cargo. And they pump all that out into the marine water. And all of a sudden now the plankton are released into this area and they establish colonies.
Freitag says European green crab didn't take off on the West Coast until establishing in San Francisco Bay in 1987. Freitag says no green crab have yet been trapped in Alaska, but he thinks it's only a matter of time before that changes.
The environmental conditions here are even better than San Francisco Bay and down south. In Europe, the temperature regimes of the marine environment are same as here. I mean, they're very, very similar environmental conditions. So they've actually evolved to be perfectly suited for this marine environment.
Freitag expects the first European green crabs will show up in southern southeast Alaska unless some are brought in via boat. In that case, he says Kodiak, Juneau, or Dutch Harbor could be the first areas of Alaska affected. The Smithsonian Environmental Research Center began monitoring for green crab in Alaska in 2000. Since that time, the National Marine Fisheries Service has trained a dozen volunteer monitors statewide. Freitag says the first step in monitoring is determining where to search for the crab.
The idea is to find habitat that is the right habitat.
Once the location is determined, Freitag says monitors set small baited traps for 24 hours. He says non-invasive species that are caught in the trap are recorded and released. Freitag is monitoring two areas this summer, the outer coast of Dawe Island and the southern end of Prince of Wales. Anyone who suspects that they have seen or caught a European green crab is asked to contact the State Department of Fish and Game. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.